Daniel 1, Day 2, concerning the books of the prophets, and concerning the meaning of names in the word. He has given food to those who fear him. He will remember his covenant to eternity. The power of his deeds he has told to his people, to give to them the heritage of the nations. Psalm 111, verses 5 and 6. Arcana 66. There are in the word in general four different styles. The first is that of the most ancient church. Their mode of expression was such that when they mentioned earthly and worldly things, they thought of the spiritual and heavenly things which they represented. They therefore not only expressed themselves by representatives, but also formed these into a kind of historical series in order to give them more life. And this was to them delightful in the very highest degree. This is the style of which Hannah prophesied, saying, "Speak what is high, high, let what is ancient come out of your mouth." In 1 Samuel chapter 2. The second style is historical, which is found in the books of Moses from the time of Abram onward, and in those of Joshua, Judges, Samuel, and the Kings. In these books, the historical facts are just as they appear in the sense of the letter, and yet they all contain, in both general and particular, quite other things in the internal sense, of which, by the Lord's divine mercy, in their order, in the following pages. The third style is the prophetical one, which was born of that which was so highly venerated in the most ancient church. This style, however, is not in connected and historical form like the most ancient style, but is broken, and is scarcely ever intelligible except in the internal sense, wherein are deepest arcana, which follow in beautiful connected order, and relate to the external and the internal man, to the many states of the church, to heaven itself, and in the inmost sense to the Lord. The fourth style is that of the Psalms of David, which is intermediate between the prophetical style and that of common speech. The Lord is there treated of in the internal sense under the person of David as a king. And now concerning names in the word, Apocalypse explained number 8. All names mentioned in the word signify not persons but things. John, for instance, signifies such as are in the good of love. Thus, in the abstract, John signifies the good of love itself. Arcana Celestia 50-95. Where several persons are mentioned in the historic sense, as here in Genesis 40, Joseph, Pharaoh, the prince of the guards, the butler, and the baker, in the internal sense they indeed signify various things, but only in one person. The reason is that names signify things, as for instance, Joseph here represents the Lord. And it is the same in other places, as where Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are mentioned. In the sense of the letter, these are three persons, but in the supreme sense, all three represent the Lord. Abraham, the divine itself, Isaac, the divine intellectual, and Jacob, his divine natural. It is the same in the prophets, where sometimes the narration consists of mere names, such as those of persons, kingdoms, or cities, and yet in the internal sense, these names together present and describe one thing. One who is not aware of this may easily be led away by the sense of the letter into thinking of a variety of things, and thus the idea of one thing is dissipated. Here are some names in Daniel chapter 1. In the Hebrew, there is the name Daniel, which means God is my judge. Nebuchadnezzar gave him the Chaldean name Belteshazzar, which means the treasure of Bel, Bel being a Chaldean god. In Hebrew, his three friends were named Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Hananiah means, "Yehovah has been gracious to me." Mishael means, "He who comes from God." And Azariah means, Yehovah is my helper. Hananiah was named by Nebuchadnezzar Shadrach, which means the inspiration of the sun. Mishael was named Meshach, meaning he who belongs to the goddess Shishak. And Azariah was named Abednego, meaning the servant of Nego, the sun or morning star. Questions. Are there styles of the word which you are particularly drawn to? What about the different styles found in the heavenly doctrine? Are there parts of the word you turn to for different purposes in your life? What significance jumps out at you when you look over the chart of names? Can you discover ways in which these names apply within a single person? What questions come to mind when considering these readings, and what observations?